Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 20, and it is the 20th of March 2014. Now, I know it's been a while, it's been about a month since my last podcast, and I do apologise for that. I've had a few technical problems combined with difficulties in not really much to talk about. I've done quite a few jobs and stuff, but not a huge amount to really talk about. So I that all added up, and I haven't done any podcasting. But today there will be another podcast, and hopefully I'll get back into the swing of doing them on a weekly basis. So with that, let's get on with the show. Okay, first thing I want to talk about was something that was in the news a few weeks ago, and that was genetically modified tomatoes, basically, and that was a university or scientist said basically genetically modified a tomato with that of another tomato to make it more resistant to blight. Now that sounds good, but to me, I see this as a bit of a smoking gun. Basically, in the UK and Europe, we're very sceptical about genetically modified plants, with good reason, some might say, and I stand on that bandwagon, really. And blight is also a big problem in this country. So the big companies that run these genetically modified products are wanting to try and get in the UK. So by making this is just my belief, by the way, by making a popular plant that we grow and eat that gets hit with a disease quite regularly, kind of hits two kills two birds with one stone for them, and it can be sold to us as a great thing. But for me, the worry is that it's going to open up for more GM products, and that's what I see happening. Now, personally, because they're both the same type of plant, both tomatoes, they should in theory breed amongst themselves anyway, and with crossbreeding you would probably end up with a blight resistant tomato plant, and to me that would be a much better way. So I don't really see why the genetic modification is needed, except for the fact that it's a way of getting us in this country in Europe to buy up. I just hope that there's enough people out there who will not touch it, that it just doesn't work out. But only time will tell, really. Okay, so anyway, I just wanted to talk about that. Any more questions on that, please feel free to email me, and that's at richard@thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. Okay, so what have I done at home over the last few weeks? Well, I've mostly been sowing seeds. I've got lots of tomato plants sown. I've been sowing chilies and peppers and other various ones. I've started these really early, and I've done like a few seeds each week, or twice a week really, just to try and catch up on them. I've even had to go and buy a second heated propagator to help out. Last weekend I actually put some tomato seeds in a sown in pots out in the mini greenhouse I have in the garden. So we'll see how that does. I've also been sowing things like leeks and Brussels sprouts to get those on the way. I've also been repotting on any seeds that have grown and catching up on those, and I'm really trying my hardest to be really organised, but it's not easy. And things are needing lots of water as well. That's coming around really quick. Everything is early this year, I feel. I've cleared the veg patch in the back garden and laid the weed suppressant mulch down, so that's slightly warming up the soil and getting ready to grow for plants to go out, which won't be long at this rate. I've just been keeping up with general maintenance as well. Been going through the pots of herbs and stuff and tidying those up. I've also brought a mini dwarf peach tree, which is actually going to be produce white peaches apparently. So I've grown a peach tree before, but it died off early on in the season. So hopefully this year will be quite a good one, but we'll see. And I think the time to really keep an eye on it would be next year during the winter. But I think I've got a plan for that. It's really pretty, actually. It's got these lovely pink flowers, which I can't believe I'm saying that, but I have to be true and honest. But these pink flowers actually look quite good in the garden and attract attention of bees and things, which is what we obviously need to get them pollinating stuff. I've sown some early sea potatoes. I've done these up the allotment as well. I've done those a few weeks ago. And I've just noticed today, actually, that they've started to sprout. So we're on a winning goal there. Just bought compost and put those in some sacks, some potato growing sacks, and popped the sea potatoes in and added compost and watered. So we're really quickly getting there. So yeah, I'm going to start sowing lettuce seeds and salad leaves soon as well. So everything's moving on really well. I'm actually really quite impressed with it. The amount of seeds I've got growing at the moment is taking over. I've got to clear the spare room a bit more so I can make more room, but that's all good fun. So with that, going to talk about the allotment next. Okay, so I'm going to talk about up at the allotment now. Really making progress. I'm really quite happy with it again. I always am, probably. I've been getting more wood chip and redoing the paths and mulching those, and that's starting. That really fresh wood chip really tidies it up a lot. With the amount of trees that have been downed and shredded by the council, there's quite a bit of wood chip available at the moment. So that's really, and it's making it makes a great mulch, keeps the weeds from growing through. So yeah, that's really doing well. I've also been able to obtain some plastic pipes, which I've used to sort of make beddings, especially in the fruit area, just so as I can also put wood chip between those two to keep them a bit easier and tidier to access and what have you. Uses up a bit of the ground space having paths, but we need paths at the same time. But I will work on that in the future with various things. Harvested all the Brussels sprouts, just so we're going to seed, along with the cabbage are going to seed, so we're going to flower. Same as the broccoli, actually, that's starting to go to flower, but I've been harvesting spears of those. And bits of kale have been harvesting. A few carrots. Carrots aren't the brilliant, they're quite small now, but every little helps. I have filled up a square, it's an old water container, with compost, and I've sown parsnip seeds in there, which look, would be good. I quite like parsnips, so I get plenty of those growing through. I've just filled it up with multi-purpose compost. It was actually compost that was left over from what was in the greenhouse and stuff. So it's used stuff, just because I'm going to have to add some probably bone meal or something just to give it a boost, or grow more probably is probably the best thing. I'm slowly building the area where the greenhouse was into the raised bedding area. I've got one of the containers, wooden containers there. And that I've also filled with compost and sown early carrots. I've then put two glass doors over top to warm them up and make like a cloche. So that's coming on quite well. But I've also decided now to stick two posts in with hooks. What these are going to be, I'm going to hang a hammock from there. So when I want to have a sit down and a rest a bit, I can just lie on that. And when not in use, pack it away, fold it up, and it doesn't use up much space that way, and it's accessible. So yeah, I'm really quite happy with that. I've cleared all the beds but the brassica bed, and they've only got the last two beds to compost manure. Well, I'm probably just going to compost now. And all the onions and peas and beans are in. I brought another packet of onion bulbs and planted those, which will be a later one, but every little helps. I've also, a few weeks ago, planted my early potatoes. Now, I planted these at the beginning of March. Fairly decent weather we've had, so everything's really early, so I thought it'll be make advantage of it, especially this far south. You can, the instructions normally say you can, and I've noticed just recently, the last few days in fact, that they've started to sprout, so they're obviously getting ready to grow, which would be great. Get some more early potatoes in, because we're out of all our stuff we use at home, so that'd be really good. So yeah, I'm, and that's about what I've done with the allotment now. It's certainly making progress. We've been a lot more activity up there nowadays, with people from various things. So with that, I'm going to wrap up, and as I say, I will be doing next week's podcast. I will be back onto a regular weekly podcast, unless things get in the way, of course. So thanks for listening. Please do go visit the website, thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. This is the Veg Grower Podcast.